WKO4HKX.
In 0TR for a short.
Tom, how are you, Miss Bernice, doing? I was just trying to get somebody to give me a radio check.
Into the repeater? I gotta watch this guy out in the middle of the road here.
I've been having problems with mine, and I put another radio in, so I'm trying to make sure everything was all right.
You say something to somebody about the filters or something was desensing your receive, but your transmit was good. But you're excellent now, Patrick. I just went up the road here a couple of miles to get some chicken feed.
Appreciate you coming back to me, because obviously it's the radio, because this one's working spot on. It ain't cutting out like the other one was.
And probably you're not the type to dig into radio and mess with it. Even working in electronics all my life, I'm not messing with the radios nowadays. I've changed finals in them before, but that was about it, and that's been many years ago. Everything's surface mount technology now, and there's no way I can deal with that.
Dave said he's done it before, and he'd help me with it. So I may have to enlist his help or send it back to Kenwood.
The tools to work with surface mount technology, and that is very rare, and it's very pricey, we might say. I never did work with SMT stuff. It just, let me turn this radio down. It's too small for this old man. And yeah, I'm sure if Dave said he can do it, he can do it.
After that, I'm sure he is too. And, but I just, hard to believe radio that's just a little over a year old is already giving me trouble.
It is, Patrick, but I can tell you this much. I've had two Yaesus, and they were the old 7900 ones. Had them many, many years. Never had an instance trouble other than a mic cord or something. I would highly recommend Yaesu for that. You know, Phil, W4NGU, bought one the other day, one of the prettiest ones I ever did see. If one of these ever goes out and I have a spare, it's dual band, but it only displays one band at a time. But I don't use 440 or 70 centimeters at all, so it doesn't matter. But it's always done me right, so I would have to say I'd go with one like Phil had.
Well, the one that's giving me trouble is a Kenwood TMD710GA, which I bought brand new. So I don't know. And I'm on a Kenwood TM71V that I bought used just because it was cheap.
Well, I can't comment one way or the other. I can say that I had two that were TM something or others in the old days, and I had to put a chip in it or something for the DTMF tones, but they worked all right. I don't recall having any. Well, I had trouble with one of them, but I love Kenwood HF rigs, and the Yaesu HF rigs are excellent also. I know Bill, he always had Kenwoods a lot, like TS-590s and TS-590SG, and the last time he bought one, he bought a Yaesu, and he likes it real well. Said it's a little different in programming in that, and I'm talking HF there, and that was in 4IQ, but he is a good reference if you're looking for anything special like that. I haven't heard him in a while, but I kind of miss hearing him. But at any rate, I think on the mobile ones, I kind of lean towards the Yaesus if you ever had to do it again, Patrick.
Well, I bought the Kenwood because I wanted to do the APRS, and everybody said it was the best radio for it. But, man, I'll tell you what, just barely a year old, it's kind of kind of disappointing, as much as it cost.
Cheap anymore, Patrick, that's for sure. Well, here's Bernice with the two-wheeler, so I better get out and lend a hand with this chicken feed. And it ain't cheap anymore either. You have a safe day, my friend. This is NGLTR. Be clear with your final, Patrick.
Good day, and tell Miss Bernice we say hello, and thanks for coming back to me, KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now.